Sehr geehrte Damen und Herren, Publikum von Salve TV hier im historischen Studio in der Ordensburg-Liebstedt. Wir reden heute in einem wunderschönen Gespräch über immersive Medien im Wasser, über immersive Medien im Planetarium und über mögliche Zukunftsaussichten, wo diese beiden Formen von immersiven Medien zusammenkommen. Das mag jetzt noch mal ein bisschen abstrakt klingen, aber ich bin froh und glücklich, and this is where I switch to English, to welcome Kelly Francis, who comes all the way from Arizona. She's not a stranger to the immersive installations that I mentioned. In fact, only a few hours ago, she just stepped out of the pool. And without further ado, Kelly, first of all, what happened in the pool? And then, of course, you can introduce why you ended up being there.
Thank you. Thank you, Mickey. I'm really happy to be here. Yes, it's going on 10 years now of me returning to this part of the world for aqua wellness and the planetarium experiences you just discussed. This morning I was swimming with Miss Musea in her aqua wellness clinic and learning aqua wellness myself. This is a most incredible kind of wellness practice in the water. It involves massage and a little physical therapy where you can enjoy the underwater liquid sound experience while you're guided through the water in lovely company. And it is most unique around the world. So I travel all the way from Arizona, where I live out in the Sonoran Desert, to be here to experience it.
Oh, wonderful. Very welcome. And for also communicating that this is a unique experience. To give our audience a little insight into what it is, we have a little film. It's in a 360-degree full-room format, so don't be shocked if your TV screen shows a circular image. And you know what it's like. And for the audience to look at what it looks like to have an aqua wellness experience in the liquid sound temple of the Toscana Therme Bad Sulza.
Thank you.
So this is where Kelly Francis, now in her Western cowboy outfit, came out of in the morning. Can you tell us a little bit more of why is this immersive in the term of how we explain immersive media?
Absolutely.
And what is the function of water in this?
Absolutely. There's other practices like this around the world, like Watsu and things like that. But what I find unique about this type of liquid body work is the technique, the integration of music. You know, the salt water means that you're especially buoyant and float effortlessly. And the guidance of the body practitioners, you hardly notice they're there a lot of the time. And so you can just relax and the entire immune system calms down. And being in water, the same as your body temperature, means that you can't tell the difference and differentiate between your arms and the space around you. So instead of feeling like you're floating in water, it feels like you're suspended. And I think it's especially relevant in times like these right now, with all of these technologies and all of these distractions and heavy emotional turbulence happening around the world, for more and more people to be able to experience something so calming and connecting. And I hope that people can experience this from all around the world. I hope to see more places like this. I think it's a great thing for humanity, and that everyone should be able to experience the kind of calmness that this can bring to a person.
Well, thank you very much for giving such a concise description of a very, very deep experience. For those who are from our German-speaking audience, if you see the subtitles, be aware this is happening right at Bad Sulza Terme, Toscana Terme. And for those who listen to this, to your story now from all over the world in English, they should consider having that experience and consider looking at flying into Bad Sulza and getting that.
If I could elaborate a little bit, my interest initially was because a loved one of mine had a major spinal injury. And with damage to the spine, you're very limited in what you can do with mobility. So the aqua wellness, even from a physiotherapy approach, is something that can help take the weight of gravity off the body while relaxing and getting a little massage and movement. So although it's a very nice, calming experience for just about anybody, the origin was really out of a desire to learn something that I could use to help people suffering mobility challenges.
Okay. Now, when we look at the venue, a water-filled concert hall with very, very gentle, competent accompaniment of a liquid body worker guiding you there, we can be blessed with the privilege of having body temperature salt water coming right out of the earth from the underground ocean underneath Bad Sulza. But of course, when you think of what other situations are there in the world, in the universe, where you have zero gravity, floating, and suspended heavyweights, where is that? I know it's a trap. That
it's
question,
a trap,
but it's a very simple one for you.
This is one place in the world where you can find that. Now, I am an immersive artist and a producer, and I work mostly in Full Dome. But my work in Full Dome is to help reignite a passion for the natural world around us. So in the U.S., I frequent hot springs. I've been exploring hot springs through Colorado and Arizona and California since I was a child, because it's a calming experience. And one that makes me feel grounded as a human being, just better as a human being, when I get to experience some of these very ancient waters. And to find a place somewhere in the world that is merging this with modern technologies in a way that can connect with youth and reinvigorate that passion for the natural world is very exciting to me.
Well, I have to apologize that I was probably too subtle or just too dumb to in my posing the question, because what I was pointing towards, I was trying to point towards, is that the other space where you are in zero gravity other than salt water is up in space.
Of course.
So the astronautical existence beyond the Earth's gravity gives you a similar experience, except it's much more expensive. To buy a ticket with Elon Musk is not quite the same category than the ticket for the Toscana Terra Pazzulza. And of course, once you're in space, you're very much into the realm of the planetarium, of the Fuldo Media, which already you mentioned.
Yes.
So I think we can sort of wrap it up and saying, experience zero gravity, healing experiences in the water, go mentally into space where zero gravity is the natural world, but you can travel there by means of watching Fulham films in a planetarium. Sorry for being a little discombobulated, but can you follow that train of thought?
Absolutely. Something that is exciting to me about the medium of full dome cinema started when I was a small child. Like so many of us, we experience a planetarium as a kid. You go in for, all of us went on school tours in Arizona where I lived, and we trucked up to Lowell Observatory in Flagstaff, Arizona, which is an international dark sky town certified. And watching these stars inspired me to make movies in this arena. I mean, not only is it a great window to celestial bodies and cause you to think about the universe and our place in it, but I thought how exciting to make movies of all different kinds in this arena. And there are planetariums around the world focused on the stars, starting to open up to arts and culture and a whole array of different experiences now.
And I think this is a perfect moment to ask our director to just show the audience the trailer for the 20th Jena Fulldom Festival that we just both came out of. Still totally excited and inspired. And this is what the trailer showed about what the 20th Jena Fulldom Festival was all about. So that's where we come from, or that's where you come from and I come from, before you went into the pool to kind of continue the immersive thread,
yes,
the immersive conversation from the planetarium to the water. What did you notice? What did you experience in the Fulham Festival?
Oh, well, I first was introduced to the liquid sound pools because I was a tour manager for a musician touring in the domes and planetariums. So my heart was already in producing films and live experiences for the domes, because it is a vehicle for storytelling completely unexplored, a lot like the early days of cinema. And it excites me to be a part of a medium that is emerging and has been for the last 20 or 30 years. And the Full Dome Festival celebrated its 20th year, which is a huge accomplishment, and has become one of, I would say, has become the most well-known for experimental art in the community. It started to showcase the work of students, and it's grown into something much more. And visiting in person is a joy because I get to meet filmmakers from Japan and Canada and the United Kingdom and all around the world who come together in the spirit of experimental art and cinema in the Dome in Jena.
Now, this is the year 2026. We had this double anniversary. The Jena Planetarium itself celebrated its 100th anniversary, 100th birthday. The Fulham Festival celebrated its 20th birthday. That's why we had the slogan, 20 is the new 100. But you were privileged, and we were happy to have you here already 10 years ago.
Yes.
So you've seen quite the evolution of things. What did you notice changed, improved, deteriorated, was different
for starters,
from now to 20 years ago?
For starters, I think it was just remarkable the quality of the student works that were submitted. I was fortunate to be on the jury this year, along with two colleagues, international colleagues, and the quality of the films have gotten better and better, even from first-time filmmakers. So some of the pieces that were submitted by students were indistinguishable from pieces that were submitted by longtime filmmakers. It's also a joy to see so many pieces submitted by independent filmmakers from around the world, integrating also a variety of different tools, and not only computer-generated tools, but the mixed media arts. We had artists who crafted papier-mâché masks and then took video of dancers and then composited that into Unreal Engine, which is a gaming engine, to make these brilliant, beautiful, lovely pieces. So artists now are sampling a whole variety of different media, and it's coming together in full and wholesome Full Dome experiences that can be shared in a cinema with an audience.
Yes, and not to forget, we are so thrilled that this 20th Full Dome Festival happened inside a totally renovated Jena Planetarium, which has a totally new projection system by Zeiss, which has a totally new spatial audio system called Holoplot, which is world famous, which got world famous in the Las Vegas Sphere, but was invented by Helmut Oellers, who comes from Erfurt, Thuringia.
Yes.
So, and he was there to explain that technological breakthrough audio system along with the breakthrough projection system. So we have a radical innovation in technology, and I'm glad that you first noted there is an ongoing evolution in the quality of Dome content, because as we are pretty much aware, making a film for the flat screen like we have here is a total different craft than working for the 360 degree dome. So can you say a little bit of this to make the audience who's okay, we're so sorry that we're on the flat screen, but what is the difference between flat screen, flat earth, and round?
Absolutely.
Medium.
And we can get into talking about how this is a similarity with liquid sound, because when you're in a dome, the visuals take over your entire periphery. So your visual state is immersed in the scene. It's not within a frame. And it triggers the nervous system to respond in ways that you just don't get from a flat screen. And with innovations like the Holoplot, it's very exciting because these domes can become more and more accessible in various communities. I'm spoiled because the MGM Sphere is just a day drive away from me, based in Los Angeles, and it's, Las Vegas, and it's a spectacle, a huge spectacle. So to travel to Jena to experience the Zeiss Planetarium that I've had the pleasure of coming to visit now for 11 years, and see the renovations is really exciting because the visuals are beautiful, the new Zeiss projection system, the velvets they installed are really lovely, and to hear the spatial sound audio, similar to what's in MGM Sphere, is a very exciting. It's exciting for Jena, and it's exciting as an international filmmaker. to know that this is a resource available now within our community.
Right here in Jena, in this heart of the City of Light. And what's also extraordinary that the full dome venue, the planetarium, is used, it continues to be used for astronomy shows. It continues to be used for full dome cinema and 360 degree immersive media, but it's also used as a stage for live performances. And I think those who've been there for the opening night and saw Delia de France from Jena, and now very famous also in Los Angeles, and Danny Days from Miami, first time in Europe, these artists really gave life to the technology, to the really advanced technology, but they did it with an artistic spirit. And I think there's much more to come when more artists realize this is a different kind of stage than a club, than a movie, whatever. It's a class of its own.
Yes. It takes a special kind of choreography of cinema to craft these environments. It takes a different physics in how you acquire the imagery, and it allows to tell stories in a circular kind of way or an experiential kind of way versus linear, versus the limited linear standard of cinema. So it's exciting, and artists, like you mentioned, are performing around the world at fantastic venues, and the Zeiss Planetarium in Jena is now among one of the best venues in the world. Even with the development of LED screens that are starting to be installed at other domes and planetariums like the Sphere, Zeiss Planetarium Jena is an outstanding example of a really beautiful, attractive venue thanks to these renovations. I think they did a really fantastic job.
Well, talking about renovation, innovation, immersive spaces, venues that write history in Jena or in Arizona or in Nevada. Let's imagine something even more exciting. That is, we've been starting our conversation with the Liquid Sound venue in the Bad Sulza Therme. We move to give a description of the Fulham Medium and the Fulham Festival in Jena. What about, now I know this is a rhetorical question, what about getting those two systems together? Having a liquid sound pool for underwater high quality opera sound, and instead of a regular roof, having a Fulham projection sphere on top, so that, as you described, you have the full visual splendor of your eyes and see dome projections there. Before we reveal that there is some kind of speculation and planning in that direction, what do you think of that as idea?
I think it's sensational. And you've baited the question a little bit, because I'm certainly a fan and a fan of this vision, and I have been for 10 years since first experiencing liquid sound. Wellness content is certainly on the rise. People are seeking out immersive experiences for wellness. Transformational media is emerging around the world. Filmmakers are interested in generating purposeful content and purposeful experiences. And I cannot think of a better experience, short of possibly visiting outer space, for a transcendental experience other than being suspended in a liquid sound pool beneath the type of brilliant visuals that artists could bring to an audience.
Thank you for your beautiful and precise words describing a yet non-existent experience, but we are moving rapidly towards the future, and one tool to help us imagine what this might look like is a Fulham film that the great media artist Sergei Prokofiev did. We brought him here to Liebstedt, where we are now. We are in this 13th century castle, and next to the castle is this old barn from, I don't know when it was, I mean, it was a little younger than the 13th century, but this could be the home for the first dome pool, liquid sound, Fulham, as you described it. And fortunately, we have Sergei allowing us to show this little thing. Right now, we are talking about this. We can't tell it will be open then at this date, but Salve people will be the first to know. So why don't we look at some of this imagery that is an invitation to imagine what is so obvious that these two immersive arenas are being fused together to have an even more exciting immersive super experience. So can we have a look at the Liebstedt Lab, please? Thank you for this trip to the future and back to good old Liebstedt. We plan this to be a research institution where people can learn, can study, can test out, can perform all these beautiful things that the promise is of the immersive media spaces. And if once it becomes a reality, I think everybody from all over the world is welcome to be part of that pioneering class that redefines what immersive media with the combination of liquid sound and full dome might be. So, Kelly, you're invited to be at the opening ceremony, whenever that is. Another rhetorical question, would you like to come for the event?
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Okay, I think that is a great way to close our conversation. Meine Damen und Herren, das war Kelly Francis, who came all the way from Arizona nach zum Salve-Studio in der Ordensburg-Liebstedt, war Besucherin im Fulham Festival in Jena, nahm an dem Liquid Bodywork-Kurs in der Toskana Termasulza teil, ist eine wache Beobachterin der immersiven Medien und ich hoffe, Sie haben einen kleinen Vorgeschmack auf das bekommen, was wir hier sowieso so langsam auszukochen uns bemühen. Auf Wiedersehen.